The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Bondsmen. There are many different kinds of mercenary, but perhaps the most feared are the bounty hunters who ask no questions. The United League of Bondsmen. A bondsman may tell you he is part of a great tradition of hunting down transgressors and dangerous criminals, but the truth is quite different. Their only qualification is brutality, martial skill, and a complete lack of moral qualms. Officially, they are bounty hunters and thief takers. In reality, more often than not, they are slave catchers, assassins, and hired muscle. Their motto speaks for itself. For the bondsman, cash talks, and the question why is a mere formality. There is some incongruity between the stated aims of the United League of Bondsmen and their activity in the field. While their stated remit is the catching of escaped criminals, elimination of social problems such as raider bands or criminal groups, and the provision of legitimate security, their reputation is somewhat different. Behind the paper-thin veneer of respectability is a group of thugs and mercenaries, without any scruple or code of morality. The bondsmen are not interested in law, order, justice, or the protection of the innocent. Their reputation is one of fear, of professional killers with no scruples. They are well known to be both slavers and slave breakers. Their involvement with the slave trade is best represented by the close relationship they maintain with the Iron Guild, the largest slaver organization in Ulaya. Bondsmen are hired as security, as extra muscle on slaving operations, and to find and bring back, or simply eliminate, escaped slaves. The Iron Guild is by far the United League of Bondsmen's biggest client, paying huge retainers each year for round-the-clock protection and service. The Iron Guild has their own hired muscle, of course, but the bondsmen bring a very particular set of skills to the table. Everyone knows what the bondsmen are and who they truly serve. So one might ask, why even bother with the respectable cover story? In many places, the bondsmen are actually officially sanctioned by communities to act as a kind of law enforcement. In central and southern Ulaya, where slavery is more common, municipal officials, business owners, and other such luminaries hire bondsmen as assassins, bodyguards, and to enforce their rule. Not just over the slaves, but over the wider population. Many of these places uphold the pretense of egalitarianism, and thus some plausible deniability as to the nature of the bondsman is necessary to preserve an image of propriety. In these areas, legal sanctioning of bondsmen and their activities, a license to hunt, if you will, is quite common. This gives the bondsmen of those areas an official power which, naturally, they abuse with impunity. Anyone, anywhere, anytime. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the drowned earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.